Father God, we praise you that your gospel is the hope for our nation. We pray that this morning, as we remember your gospel and as we remember our Lord Jesus Christ, you would convict us even more of that truth, that that gospel and our Saviour is the hope for our nation. And we pray for those who've gone out to junior church as they hear about the Lord Jesus, that you would speak to each of those young lives, and that in time you would bring them to know the Lord Jesus and trust in him for themselves. And we pray for the gifts that have been collected this morning, for the gifts you've led us to give to the work of the gospel here. We pray that you would give us wisdom in using that money, and that you would help us to have right priorities in the use of our resources here, that we might share the good hope of the gospel with the community around. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, quite a lot has changed in the last few weeks since I last stood here in this capacity. Quite a few significant changes, shall we say. The old paper £10 note has gone out of circulation. Toys R Us has gone into administration and will soon be closing all of its UK stores. And every single one of you has got 664 hours older since I last stood here. And in some cases, it's quite noticeable. Those are the main changes that come to mind from the last few weeks. I think those are the main things. But we live in a changing world, a world where things change. And some of those changes are good. Some of those changes involve sleepless nights and lots of nappy changes. Some of those changes, though, are scary, confusing, inconvenient. We live in a changing world where lots of change can be scary and confusing. In that context, this morning, I want us to remember some good news. A truth for us to hold on to, a truth that we have to hold on to if we want to survive in this sometimes scary, sometimes confusing world, a truth that our AV operator will cause to appear on the screen if he hasn't already. This truth from Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And whatever changes you're going through in your life at the moment, whatever changes you see around you when you look at the news or look online, whatever pressures you're facing at the moment here today, here's the good news. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And I just want us to focus on this one verse, this one truth, this one person this morning, and to see that good news again. And I want to ask three questions this morning, three questions to help us think about what this means, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And the first question is this: what was Jesus Christ like yesterday? You may already be able to guess what the next two questions will be, but don't rush ahead yet. We'll stick with question one. What was Jesus Christ like yesterday? Now, when I say yesterday, I don't mean yesterday as in Saturday. Let's go a bit further back than that, back even beyond Thursday. Let's get in our time machines and go back a few thousand years to when Jesus Christ walked on this earth as a man. And let's take one moment, maybe two moments, from his life on earth. And I could just turn at random to a page in the Gospels that I carefully bookmarked earlier, to John chapter 11. Just one moment where we see something about what Jesus Christ was like yesterday, the Jesus Christ of yesterday. This is a chapter, a moment in this account of Jesus Christ's life. A moment when something sad happened. Something sad that all of us will have experienced in one way or another. A friend that Jesus loved got sick and died. A friend, a man named Lazarus. And Jesus Christ appears on the scene, and he does what any of us would do in that situation, the death of a loved one. He weeps. He weeps. He sees Lazarus' sister weeping. He was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And then he wept. And then he went on to do something that we wouldn't be able to do in that situation. He shouted to the stale corpse of Lazarus. He shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus came out. Death not in charge with Jesus around. Who's the Jesus Christ of yesterday when he appears at the tomb of his friend Lazarus who had died? Who's the Jesus Christ of yesterday in John 11? Is he a distant man in the sky with a permanent frown of disapproval on his face? No. He's the one who came from heaven to earth and wept over the death of his friends. Who's the Jesus Christ of yesterday? Is he just a religious teacher offering us a new religious studies textbook? No. He's the one who came from heaven to earth and triumphed over death for his friends. This event, this resurrection of Lazarus, is a preview of something that's going to happen in the future and a demonstration of the truth of words that Jesus speaks when he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." A demonstration of who Jesus is as a perfect, loving Saviour. The path to that victory took Jesus to a much darker place than John 11, to a much darker place than just the death of one of his friends. Took him to the darkest place, his own death, his own brutal execution, to the darkness of the cross. If Jesus was going to deal with death for us, there's something else he needed to deal with. Death is in this world because of our sin, because of our disobedience, because of our rejection of God's good authority. Death is the punishment we deserve for our sin, for our disobedience, for our rejection of God's authority. Not just physical death that puts us in a grave, but spiritual death, being forever cut off, separated from God and his good authority and his life. And there on the cross, in that dark place, Jesus was dealing with our sin so that he could deliver us from death. That's the good news of Good Friday that we're going to be celebrating in a few weeks' time, of Jesus dying to take the punishment that we deserve for our sin and our disobedience and our rejection of God's authority, so we could be delivered from sin and delivered from that punishment we deserve and delivered from death. Jesus giving himself, pouring himself out in his love for us at that dark place. And then 2 days later, after Good Friday, comes Easter Sunday, when he rises victorious from the grave, rises from the dead, victorious over death, death defeated, sin dealt with for all of his people. So that now, if we believe in him, though we die, yet we shall live. We may die physically, but not suffer that punishment of spiritual death, instead enjoying life forever with God. The Jesus Christ of yesterday, the one who loved us enough to deliver us from death by his own blood, perfect, loving Saviour. Which brings us to question number 2. What is Jesus Christ like today? The same. That's what we're told. What Jesus Christ was like yesterday, well, he's the same today. He's the same yesterday and today. This perfect, reliable, loving Saviour. It's the same today. The Gospel of John that we looked at very briefly, it tells us about the life of Jesus Christ on this earth. It doesn't just tell us about what Jesus Christ was like 2,000 years ago. It tells us what he's like now. Some things have changed since the events of John's Gospel. Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of his Father. We can't touch his skin in the same way that those first disciples could. Lots of things have changed. The paper £10 note has gone out of circulation. Lots of things have changed. But his heart is the same. His power to save is the same as well. His heart is the same. His love, his compassion, his love towards sinners dead in their sin, that love that led him to the cross, his love is the same. His power to save is the same as well. When he defeated death by dying and rising from the dead, when he defeated death once for all. The defeat is done. There's nothing more that needs to be done today. There's nothing that can overthrow that victory today. The Jesus Christ of today is the same perfect, loving Saviour who wept at the tomb of Lazarus and then raised him from the dead. The Jesus Christ of today is the same perfect, loving Saviour who had his arms outstretched on the cross, dying for the sins of this world. Jesus Christ of today, the same perfect, loving Saviour who rose from the dead, appeared to his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." The same yesterday and today. Today, 18th of March 2018, if you've read the notice sheet, today Jesus Christ is worth trusting. That's the good news. Today, here now, Jesus Christ is worth trusting. That's why these words were first written, why God first spoke these words to this community. This is Hebrews 13, verse 8 that we're looking at. Hebrews 13, verse 7, the writer says, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." And they can ask, well, why should we imitate their faith? Why should we imitate the faith of these leaders who've gone before us? Why? Because their faith was in Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same perfect, loving Saviour today as he was in the past when those leaders put their trust in him. He's the same. Still worth trusting. And after Hebrews 13, verse 8, comes Hebrews 13, verse 9, where we're told, "Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings." And we could ask, well, why shouldn't we be led away by diverse and strange teachings? They sound good, don't they? Who doesn't love a bit of diverse and strange teaching? Well, why not? Because Jesus Christ is the same perfect, loving Saviour today as he was yesterday and will be forever. The same perfect, loving Saviour. Why do you need to bother with diverse and strange teachings when you've got him today? The same yesterday and today. I don't know what's happened in all of your weeks in the last week. I don't know, maybe you've had people who've let you down. Some of you may have experienced that. Maybe circumstances in your life have disappointed you this last week. Maybe you've disappointed yourself in the things you've done or failed to do. But the good news here that Jesus Christ won't let us down today, won't disappoint us today. He's as much worth trusting today as that moment when you first came to him and said, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. He's as much worth trusting today as then. Whatever else has changed in the last week or month or year, whatever else may have changed, he's still the only perfect, reliable, loving Saviour that you need. Still the same perfect, loving Saviour. However much you've messed up in your attempts to follow him, however unexpected a path he's led you on recently, however, whatever kind of doubts you've had in your mind as you've looked at the world around and at your life, he's still the same perfect, reliable, loving Saviour yesterday and today. I don't know if you're in the habit of memorising Bible verses. Given your blank expressions, I'll assume the answer. But if you're not, can I encourage you to start today with Hebrews 13, verse 8? It's not too hard to memorise, is it? You may already have memorised it in the time that I've spoken so far and the number of times I've repeated these words. Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's a verse that's worth memorising, the truth that's worth fixing in our minds and in our hearts. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8. A truth to have fixed in our minds and our hearts. So when we go through life and life happens and we're caught off guard by something completely unexpected and we're wondering, how should I respond now? Then we remember God's word to us in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same reliable, loving Saviour. I'm still secure in him. When we go through life and we look at what's happening in the world and we're just bewildered by it all and wondering what we're supposed to do, remember God's word to us in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same reliable, loving Saviour. We're safe in him. Or if we get up and we wonder, is Jesus Christ going to be enough to get me through today? Remember God's word to us in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same reliable, loving Saviour. We can have confidence in him. It's a verse worth memorising, fixing in our minds, storing up in our hearts to give us confidence, to keep us looking to him. And if you're here this morning and you're not someone who has come to Jesus asking for forgiveness, then there's something I'd recommend you do before you memorize this verse, which is to come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. And come to him today. Today would be a good day to come to Jesus. You don't need to wait till another day when you're feeling a bit better, another day when you've cleaned up your life a bit more. And we come to Jesus, and he makes us clean when we come to him. He comes to us and welcomes us with all of our messiness and all our brokenness and all of our disobedience and failings. He shares his victory over death with people who've messed up, people who've rejected God's authority, who've got things wrong, people who feel messed up and broken. But people who've come to him and asked for forgiveness, asked for new life and new hope. If you haven't come to Jesus asking for forgiveness today he's ready to welcome you if you come to him. And if you want to know more about what that means, what's the next step, then come and talk to me afterwards, or talk to someone that you've come with, or talk to someone else you see around who looks smiley and friendly. Find out more about this Jesus Christ who's worth trusting yesterday and today. Well, we're 2/3 of the way through our questions. What was Jesus Christ like yesterday? What is Jesus Christ like today? Third question. What will Jesus Christ be like tomorrow? You weren't expecting that question. What will Jesus Christ be like tomorrow? And when I say tomorrow, I'm not so much thinking about Monday. And this verse takes us beyond Monday. Takes us beyond that tomorrow. It takes us to 100 billion tomorrows into the future. And Jesus Christ can make statements about 100 billion tomorrows into the future because of who he is. He's the eternal Son of God. He's the one who is now seated far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. So you can talk about 100 billion tomorrows into the future. 100 billion tomorrows into the future, when all of Christ's people, all those who have put their trust in him, all those who have believed in him, all those who have come to him asking for forgiveness and have known him as a perfect, reliable Saviour, when all his people will be celebrating the full life that he came to give us, that full life that he died to give us, that full life that he offers to us. And celebrating that full life forever and ever and ever. And we're celebrating as God's people in heaven. There'll never be a moment where Jesus will stand up and say, "Right, that's it. Party's over. Time to go home." There'll never be a moment where he stands up and starts winding the grandfather clock to give a subtle hint that we've overstayed our welcome and it's time for us to leave. You never say party over. And normally, as an introvert, the idea of a party that never ends is a perfect nightmare. I probably put that differently. As an introvert, the idea of a party is a complete nightmare. But this party, this celebration, this perfect celebration of true life in the presence of God forever and ever, free from all sin and death and darkness and sickness, free from everything that burns us and weighs us down in this world, spending forever with our perfect, loving Saviour who loved us enough to die for us, to shed his blood for us, spending forever with all of his people that he's rescued from every nation on this earth. That's a party I'm happy to look forward to, that celebration. And the good news of this verse, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, well, every tomorrow between now and 100 billion tomorrows into the future, every single tomorrow, Jesus Christ will be the same reliable, perfect, loving Saviour. Every single tomorrow into eternity. We don't have to worry that one day he'll just wake up a bit grumpy, he'll get out of bed on the wrong side, not want anything to do with us. Don't need to worry that one day he's going to revoke our privileges or change his mind or force us to look somewhere else for life and hope. same reliable, perfect, loving Saviour yesterday, today, tomorrow, the day after that, all the way into forever and ever. We're coming up to Easter, that time when we think about the hope that we have in Jesus and the certain hope that we have. And the reason why we have a certain hope is because it's not about what we do from day to day, how we've performed. It's about Jesus Christ. Our certain hope is based on the fact that he is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow and every single step towards forever, that he is the same. As you go home this afternoon and as you review your memory verse from this morning and you think about how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13 verse 8, think about that word forever. What that word means if you know Jesus Christ, that word forever, and the privilege of being part of that forever and having a certain hope of sharing in that joyful, eternal forever. And then think about someone you know who doesn't have that hope. Someone who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Saviour, their perfect, loving Saviour. And then pray for them. Pray that God would, in his kindness, give you an opportunity to share something about this Jesus Christ who is the same yesterday and today and forever with them. Or that he'd give you an opportunity to invite them to our Easter celebration of the one who is the same today as yesterday, the same forgiver of sin, the same defeater of death, the same Lord of all, the same perfect, loving Saviour, yesterday, today, and forever. A verse worth hearing, memorizing, remembering, sharing. Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. We're going to sing once more before we come to eat and drink in memory of Jesus Christ giving himself for us. And we're going to sing a song that people have been singing for thousands of years, not in this particular arrangement, Stuart Townend isn't that old, but singing a version of Psalm 23, "The Lord's My Shepherd," a psalm that reminds us of our Lord's faithfulness to us, and a song that unites us with his people throughout generations who've been singing and finding comfort in these words, the same yesterday and today and forever. "The Lord's My Shepherd." Let's stand and sing together.